Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Eating Salads. It's me again, Austin Crosby. Today was another in a long history tradition of snowy April 20ths here. We've had some fun. We went out and got coffee at one point, double shot of espresso, mocha latte, something like that. And we've had delicious salads. I remember today was like a very traditional Mexican kind of salad, very delicious in a bag kit with added beans to it. But I was just very into it today. We haven't had that kind of salad in a week or two. And it just hit the spot, you know. Other than that, I mean, we had pork buns and stuff, but it's been a pretty chill one. Watching the snowfall, watching the bunnies play, and we're almost done with our second Blu-ray, 4K Blu-ray of the day. Our first one, why am I blanking so hard? Oh, because it was Wild Things, erotic thriller. I've never seen it. Looked absolutely great on 4K Blu-ray. It was another one of those movies that I always just attributed to the DVD rental store movie gallery. Looking at it and thinking like, wow, that's just like a smutty sexual movie. And it really was not that sexual. It had a couple of sexual scenes, but overall the movie, I mean, it had a lot of like titillation, but I mean, I guess at one point, and let's do some back steps here. It had Denise Richards. Is it Neve Campbell from Scream? Wow, I just had some gas, if you could hear that. From Scream, so that's a common thread with our 4K Blu-ray from yesterday. It also had Matt Dillon and Kevin Bacon. And I did not know this, but Bill Murray in a not that little of a role. I mean, he was a kind of prominent character. The best thing about it, well, one of the best things about it maybe, was its setting in 90s/early 2000s South Florida, which, if you understand some of the background information, it's very similar to the vibe of Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein was in Palm Beach. That's where he had his first lawsuit around like sexuality and raping of minors or whatever, statutory rape with high schoolers. So it was very similar vibe. South Florida, back in the day, wealthy, you know, rubbing shoulders at the club. I mean, like the yacht club kind of deal. Interesting movie. One that pretty much lays out from the get-go that you're in for, you know, double crossings and stuff like that. And amazingly, I love the part where Kevin Bacon just walks up to him and tells him exactly how it is, like at the very beginning, which was kind of crazy. Yeah, great movie. A lot of cool stuff in the Everglades that looked really good. A lot of Denise Richards being semi-naked and or naked. Wet t-shirt type vibes. That's what we had going on. I liked it. I liked it a lot. And also the Arrow video release that we got had two versions of the film, including an unrated that had, was what we watched, of course. And it had, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes more footage, which I always appreciate. I couldn't tell what it was because it all was beautifully restored or beautifully transferred. It wasn't really restored. The other film, which we've been watching and which we are nearly done with, it has about 20 minutes left, is another that I've never seen and that has been a beautiful 4K transfer, one of the bests, and that is Mulholland Drive, the Criterion Collection Edition by David Lynch. And one of his most palatable projects, I guess you'd say, you know, Twin Peaks is his other mainstream-ish project. And this movie has just been something else. I don't quite know what to make of it because it is, of course, surreal. And at other points, it goes a little bit further into the absurd. But again, this is one that ends up being somewhat of an erotic thriller. Casey said that. There's been a little bit of also very sexy lesbian eroticism. In the case of Wild Things between Denise Richards and Neve Campbell. And this we've got Naomi Watts and I don't know the name of the other lady. I had no idea that was coming. I did not expect that at all. But yeah, there was some sexy lesbian stuff. And yeah, I do really like Naomi Watts. I think she's like a nicer Nicole Kidman. They're very similar vibes, except she seems a lot more trustworthy. But yeah, it's a movie that has beautiful details, amazing vistas, and great atmosphere. I mean, there's several shots that I've been like, wow, that looks good, you know? And that's what I love to see from these 4K Blu-rays. But even the regular shots are just beautifully transferred. And the texture from this era, again, late 90s, is just, it's amazing. This is like one of the best looking films in a long time that we've watched. And for different reasons. You know, it doesn't try and blow you away in the same way that Blade Runner does. Although it's in a similar setting, it's a similar kind of noir, LA detective type thing. But yeah, it's just great. You know, whether it's the city lights from above, which reminds me of when we're at Red Rocks, but also just foggy scenes and that kind of stuff. And you know what's really come across in these 4K Blu-rays in the last couple days are... And I've said before, like, people's eyes, as far as catch lights and the wetness of their eyes. But lately, it's been the subtleties to the color of their eyes. Never before, not in real life or anywhere else, have I seen someone's eyes and registered, oh, they have blue versus green versus brown eyes. But lately in these movies, I've been really seeing, like, the patterns in their retina and the way that the light goes through the almost jelly of their cornea, and it's been really something else to see. So both of them, Wild Things and Mulholland Drive, which we've yet to finish, I've got to say, I would give two thumbs up and highly recommend the 4K Blu-rays of. So there's that. Yeah, I think that pretty much covers it. Thank you very much. Come again tomorrow.